This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by MSO News Sports baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Glad to be here once again, Bill, as the Red Sox season rolls right along.
Well, until last night's result, I was worried that we'd be talking about an extended 2021 Red Sox losing streak, but not the case with a W last night.
Yeah, Alex Verdugo, J.D. Martinez hit back-to-back home runs in the first inning. The Sox beat Blue Jays 7-3 down in Dunedin, Florida. Garrett Richards struck out 5 6 2/3 innings to pick up his fourth win of the season. Sox look to take the rubber game of this three-game set tonight in the Sunshine State with Nick Pivetta on the mound. He's going for win number 6. Sox now 26-18, still in first place in the AL East. The lead is down to just one single game over the Tampa Bay Rays, who have won 6 games in a row. So watch out for the Rays. They're on the move.
Okay. Hey, is Pivetta the top Red Sox starter right now?
Well, I think you'd have to say it at this point because on Tuesday, that Eduardo Rodriguez had his worst outing of the season. He allowed 5 runs, 11 hits, and 5 innings of work as they were blanked by the Blue Jays 8-0. Rodriguez's ERA is 4.70 now this season. So, you thought he was your number one gun going in. He's had a couple bad outings recently. Pivetta's been pretty solid right from the get-go. So, you have to say he is your number one. I wouldn't feel too comfortable about that. But at this point, he is.
All right, Andy, you're never that comfortable. You know, I hear you. All right, so since we've last talked 1 week ago, what's happened?
Well, last Thursday, the Sox beat the A's, and then they took 2 out of 3 over the weekend at Fenway over the Angels. Again, I mentioned the Red Sox are off on Monday, actually. They had an off day. So Tuesday, they lose 8-0 to the Blue Jays, came back with a win last night. Also on Tuesday, Kiki Hernandez activated from the injured list, and he had a fine night last night with 3 hits, including a home run. Chris Sale continued his rehab and Tommy John surgery on Tuesday, threw 10 pitches off a mound from JetBlue Park down in Fort Myers. All supposedly went well. So, again, don't get overly excited about Chris Sale getting back on the bump anytime soon. In the big leagues, I mean, they're going to be extra cautious with him going forward, as you would expect. And some good news to report for Red Sox fans starting May 29th. Fenway Park open to 100% capacity.
It's funny how that light switch just clicked big time. It's either on or off.
It certainly did. It certainly, I went to my first game last week against Oakland on Tuesday night, and it was about 9,000. 9,500 people was the limit at that point. So it was quite a different experience being at a game with that few people there. But that's all well and good and done with now. I mean, personally, I kind of like being there with only 9,000 people. But, so if you want to go back to Fenway, we'll be close to a sellout crowd and tough to park and standing in line for food and this, that, and the other thing. It's all back in action for you.
As I've said many times to you before, Andy, 1965. There you go.
Yep, that's what it was like. So I had my little experience.
All right, Andy, what's on Nesson with Nesson Plus?
On Nesson Plus today, it's Red Sox on this day. First pitch coming away this afternoon at 1 o'clock. A game from May 20th of 1992. Sox beat the Mariners 6-4 at Fenway. Alex Burks broke 2-all tie with a grand slam in the bottom of the eighth to give Roger Clemens the victory. And Alex Burks now a member of the Nesson broadcast team, so it's kind of interesting they were able to pull this game out where Ellis has been quite active in the booth in the last week or so, and he'll have his time to shine this afternoon on Red Sox on this day.
All right, speaking of, we're not speaking about anything. Let's just change it up completely. Let's look around Major League Baseball, Andy. What's been happening?
Well, back on Monday, future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols cleared waivers, signed by the Dodgers, where he'll play first base against left-handed pitching. He's DH in the American League Parks. He'll also serve as a pinch hitter. Also Monday, Yankees pitcher Garrett Cole set a major league record by striking out 61 batters since last issuing a walk. Angels outfielder Mike Trout strained his calf. He'll now be out at least 6 to 8 weeks. Then on Tuesday, the excitement continued in the world of no-hitters. Tigers pitcher Spencer Turnbull threw the 5th no-hitter of the season, a 5-0 win over the Mariners in Seattle. Second time in 13 days, the Mariners have been no-hit as John Means of the Orioles no-hit the Mariners back on May 5th. Also on Tuesday, Twins first baseman Miguel Sano hit 3 home runs against the White Sox. And now we move to last night, where the no-hitter ride continues. Yankees pitcher Corey Kluber threw the 6th no-hitter of the season, blanking the Rangers 2-0 in Texas. The 6 no-hitters is the most before June this season. Three teams have already been no-hit twice this year, Indians, Mariners, and Rangers. The record for no-hitters in the modern era is 7. set 1990, 91, 2012, and 2015.
Ooh, no hit twice before the month of June for a team. Unbelievable.
That's... And the fact that it's happened to three different teams, that's just crazy.
I know, absolutely crazy. So what's up? What's up with this ball? Is it smaller, Andy? What's going on here?
Well, I just think it's the fact that obviously hitting is down. That's A. B, pitchers are throwing a lot harder than they used to back in the day, and you know, I guess the hitters are just overmatched. I mean, you're getting everyone out there basically throwing in the high 90s at this point. So it's a bunch of different factors. I mean, there's talk out there moving the mound back a bit, this, that, and the other thing. But, I mean, obviously this could be just a fluke. But it is kind of taking the no-hitter excitement, you know, away a little bit when there's been so many before even June so far this year. So I know there's still that promotion at Bernie and Phil's. Jordan Furniture. I'm sorry, we're giving the credit to the wrong furniture store there. But if you go buy your furniture and the Red Sox throw a no-hitter, you'll get it for free. I think that promotion ends this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So if you need a new sofa, Bill, you might want to head over there soon and pick it up. You might get it for free.
No, I was thinking the exact same thing as you were mentioning the incorrect Bernie and Phil's. Yeah, it's Jordan Furniture with the no-hit special. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, I understand, Andy, you've rewarded me with a Panda update this morning.
Oh, yeah, we always got to throw that out there for Red Sox fans. Pablo Sandoval, I mean, never mind no-hitters coming in bunches already this season. Pablo has already hit four pinch-hit home runs this season, and it's not even June.
For who? Who's he?
Home runs in a season, in case you were wondering. It's also seven, just like no-hitters in a season.
Who's he playing for now, Andy?
Oh, I'm sorry. He is playing for the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a straight pinch-hitting role, basically. He gets an occasional start at third base, but he's been just coming off the bench, and I guess that's a good role for him.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a team in Korea or Japan or wherever. You know, I just didn't know. Okay. I forgot.
Well, that's all right. We can all have those little lapses of memory.
Yeah. All right. And take us out with the rest of the baseball notes.
Well, Alex Rodriguez on the verge of becoming the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx. A-Rod and tech billionaire Mark Lohr have reached an agreement to buy the teams from owner Glenn Taylor for $1.5 billion. So Rodriguez was supposedly in on buying the Mets earlier this year, so now he's turning his attention to basketball. So good luck to Alex. He's got money he just wants to throw around, so... Whatever, he can have that. And on a sad note, former Pirates second baseman Rennie Stennett, who set a modern era by going 7-for-7 in a 9-inning game back in 1975, passed away this week at the age of 72.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It reminds me of some of those great names on those Pirate teams back in the 70s. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great team. And actually, Stennett was also a member of the first all-black fielded team by the in Major League history by the Pirates back in, I think it was 1971.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that was also another memorable event that he was part of. But a solid second baseman, made the All-Star team a few times, and good player to have on your squad.
Absolutely. All right, Andy. Well, anything else to share with us?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the Red Sox finish off this road trip as they have the Blue Jays again tonight in the minor league ballpark, if you will, down in Florida, and then of course they will head this weekend to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. No DH in effect for the Red Sox this weekend, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. J.D. Martinez may get a day off this weekend. You'll probably see him in left field a couple of games, so we'll see how it all plays out.
Gotcha. All right, there he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. Andy, again, great talking with you.
It's been a pleasure as usual.
And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.